For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missouri's Attorney General Chris Koster told lawmakers they need to clean up their own act relating to special interest funding while in front of an investigative committee today. KOMX's Stephen Anthony has more.
Koster appeared in front of a special House investigative committee and defended his actions in lawsuits involving 5-Hour Energy, AT&T, and Pfizer. He also used the opportunity to call on the legislature to restrict special interest money to elected officials.
First, we should lower the 48-hour reporting requirement from $5,000 to $2,500. Second, we should ban lobbyist gifts to public officials, a pledge I myself have now taken.
Some Republican officials, including the Senate Majority Leader, have already filed ethics bills for consideration in the next legislative session. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Stephen Anthony, News Radio 1120 KMOX.
A police interview with a key witness was not included in the thousands of documents released after a grand jury decided not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. An Associated Press review of the records released by the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Bob McCullough confirms that a transcript of the 2-hour interview with Brown's friend Dorian Johnson was not included. 2 weeks ago, McCullough took the unusual step of sharing information shown to the secret panel once the jury determined that Wilson should not stand trial in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. McCullough released transcripts of 24 witness interviews. The prosecutor's office did not respond to requests for comments today. Stevens College has recently added a health sciences academy to their curriculum. KBIA's Andrea Kirkland has more on how the college hopes to involve the community in their newest program.
In line with aims to keep women competitive in the workplace, Stevens College is adding a new Academy of Health Sciences to its system. It includes a co-ed program designed for K-12 to undergraduate students, as well as a new Master of Physician Assistant program. Communication Director Janice Sylvie says Stevens hopes that their new program can incorporate community engagement as well.
So we really want to get children, teens, young adults to start thinking about these careers and the potential in the industry.
In 2013, the Missouri Area Health Education Centers reported there were 185 areas identified as having professional shortages. The new academy is hoping to help educate more health professionals who could work in those mostly rural areas. Andrew Kirkland, KBIA News.
Breadbasket Cafe 2, located on 8th Street in Elm, will be closing its doors in little over a week. News of BBC2's closing on Saturday, December 13th, was met with surprise and sadness from staff and regulars at the downtown soup and sandwich restaurant. Owner David Maxwell said the restaurant will be closing because he sold the space. He wouldn't comment on who bought the building or what the buyers will be doing with it. The restaurant and bar has a long history in Columbia. The Breadbasket Cafe originally opened in 1994 at the Crossroads Shopping Center. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.